Electric power is everywhere present in unlimited quantities and can drive the world's machinery without the need of coal, oil, gas, or any other fuel. This new power for the driving of the world's machinery will be derived from the energy which operates the universe, the cosmic energy.
Vibration, so when I fix this, it'll have way higher.
It's nearly 900, 634 degrees.
All the engineers out there have been told that the Tesla turbine isn't practical and it can't make power. In fact, there's video after video on YouTube saying that it's got no torque and it can't produce any usable power. But it's just not true.
Okay, so what are we looking at here?
So we're looking at the cold steam system all in one spot. We have the condenser over here, and we have the boiler over here. Now right now, this is at 73.5 degrees Fahrenheit.
So this is a tank of 73 degree water. Mm-hmm. That is in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. And this is a pressure cooker that has cold ice around it and some ice inside of it, that this compressor has sucked all the air out of. So it's a vacuum sealed pressure cooker. Mm-hmm. And they are piped together when currently the valves are closed. And in the middle of them, besides the valves that are there and the monitors, or the gauges, there is the turbine. And so this turbine is, what is this turbine?
Well,
and why is it in between these two tanks? One of them cold, one of them room temperature.
The turbine's in between because once this starts boiling, it produces a gas, water, mm-hmm. vapor. And that gas comes through and wants to flow to the cold side. But because the turbine's in the way, it's forced to work and spin the turbine. Mm-hmm. Now, the turbine has a rotor has a shaft that's attached to a magnet. Mm-hmm. And as that rotor spins by the fluid passing to the cold side, it produces electricity because we have coils. One coil on each side of the magnet. So the faster this generator goes, the faster the turbine goes, the faster the magnet goes, the more voltage you get on the output and the more amps that you'll get on the output.
And this is a cross section of the turbine,
mm-hmm.
That you designed. And it's got some...
And so the pressure comes in here,
mm-hmm.
or the difference in pressure comes in here. It's forced to rotate around in a circle, and that forces the turbine to rotate. And then there's a top piece that goes over this, the other covering.
Yeah.
And it looks like this. So let me take that part off.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that the fluid is forced to go around in a circle and come out the exhaust here.
Mm-hmm.
And then this supports the other side. And this other side here is identical.
Mm-hmm.
It just has a magnet on the shaft sticking out on one end.
Mm-hmm.
And this magnet is diametrically magnetized. That means half over here, one half over here is positive, and one half over here is negative. So as this rotates, you have an alternating magnetic field. That its orientation is positive, negative, as it spirals or spins around next to the coils.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a vacuum sealed box that it's also in.
Yep. And we'll also demonstrate that this turbine can spin and operate as a pump. It can actually give power to this turbine just sitting on top of the other one.
Just because the magnet in there is pulling mm-hmm. the magnet on there.
It's magnetically coupled.
Mm-hmm.
So if I spin this one, I actually spin the turbine too, and you can see that down there.
Uh-huh. But they're not connected at all.
Mm-hmm. Nope. So this actually becomes a pump. Now, later on, we actually want the exhaust of the turbine hooked up to...
another turbine.
To the pump. We'll spin this with a motor and produce more vacuum inside of here, get rid of the vapor pressure, and we'll be able to run... or we will be able to run at way lower temperatures and pressures. Differentials.
Mm-hmm.
But that's... yeah, that's later.
What was the one invention that Tesla was most proud of? You think it would be the AC motor, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what started everything. But it was the Tesla turbine. And after studying the principles of it, and the concepts, it really is phenomenal, because it really is a tornado in a box, or a hurricane in a box.
Mm-hmm.
So... when you look at a tornado or a hurricane, what you see is, like in a hurricane, the more heat that you pump into the hurricane,
yeah,
and the more moisture that you pump in the hurricane, the stronger it gets. Cat 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. Cat 5, all right? And that's just because it has more heat, more moisture. The turbine works on the same principle. The more heat, the more moisture you put into it, the faster and the stronger it gets. The other interesting phenomenon about that is that as these molecules are spinning around in the turbine, something called wind chill factor cools off the heat and extracts the heat from it. It makes it go faster. In the turbine, we put a shaft in there so that the heat is extracted from the moisture, and that heat is transformed into motive force into the shaft. The shaft spins, and you just put a generator on the end of that shaft, and now you have electricity. Now, in a hurricane or a tornado, you'll see hail precipitate out. And all that is just water being turned to ice as the heat is extracted from it.
Mm.
Now you have hail. And this works on the exact same principle. And we have produced ice coming out of it, which was pretty exciting, you know. So that's a tornado in a box. That's all we did was built what Tesla... patented over 100 years ago.
Hello! I am here. Whoa.
So let's plug it in and then do another acceleration test with a load on it. Ready?
Yeah.
That was 1,000 hertz. So the generator is dampening the vibration.